Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
Okay, Michelle, I'm a little bit upset because, so remember how we talked about the two books and stuff like that and the price to the two books for the copyright and stuff, right? So when I was talking to Daniel, he was like, oh, it was like $2,099, and then he was like, that was combined. And then all of a sudden he tells me it's like $2.99 per book. So then I was like, that's not what you said before. So anyways, let me just say he called me on my birthday, and obviously it's my birthday, so do I really want to talk about
When
money?
was it?
And huh?
When was your birthday?
Oh, it was on the 25th. So he texts me and then he talks about he's telling me, I go, listen, I already spoke to Sheldon and I told Sheldon that I only wanted to do the one book, right? I was like, just because of cost for one, and then for another, it's just I'm not truly in love with the book, right? So I'm like I was like, I'm just gonna just concentrate on one. It's my first time making a book anyway, so I should have just went with one anyways. So I really do like the one that the 30-day one. It's coming along really nicely, and I really do love it. So that one, and so then I told him how much is it gonna cost for the one, right? So then he said it was $2.99, and then I was like, "What do you mean it's $2.99?" Because when we talked about it, and we talked about payment plan and everything, you were telling me that the payment plan was $2.99, and you were like saying that it was for both books, and now you're telling me something different. And then I was like, "Okay, just give me the price for the one, right?" So he gave me the price for the one, which was like 1,300 or whatever, but that was only annually. And then he said even. And I said, so it's still $2.99 if I'm doing like a lifetime. And I was like, and if I do it annually, then who do I call every whatever year? And I was like, and how do I go about it? So he was telling me, and then he was like, before he was like, do you want to speak to the financial department? And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, are they gonna negotiate a payment or something like that? Or like a payment plan? And then all of a sudden some guy calls me and then he's like, yeah, I'm from the financial department. And I was like, financial for what? Right? And then he was like, yeah, I'm here to take your payment. I go, you know what? I never once said I was gonna give any payment today. Right? I never even discussed that. And then he's like, oh, you want to talk to Daniel again? And I go, no, I don't want to talk to Daniel again. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, you have yourself a good day and I'll be done with you today. Like, have yourself a good day. Right? And then Daniel tried to text me back and he's like, oh, what happened? What happened? And I didn't even bother even answering him. And I was like, what is wrong with you, buddy? Like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, you know what? I was not happy at all, and I haven't spoke to him since. But I understand that you have like a deadline and stuff like that. But honestly, your timing is not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
So,
do.
it's my birthday. So, do you think I want to spend an extra $1,200 or $1,300 or $2,000 or $3,100 on my birthday? No, I don't. Do I want to talk about that kind of stuff on my birthday? No, I don't. So I was not impressed with him at all, and he tried to connect with me, and I was like, no, I'm not even discussing anything with you. You have made me upset, and I was like, I will just reach out to you and talk to you. So anyways, I'm gonna have to do it annually because I'm not gonna pay $3,000, right? So yeah, but the payments, he told me I could break them up into like 3 months or something like that, before. So I don't know. But like, yeah, so it's gonna have to be annually.
Okay, so well, first, I apologize for what happened. I didn't know that was going on. One, I did, probably a miscommunication, so it's not a big deal. And well, for one, belated happy birthday.
Thanks.
By
That's
the
not
way,
very...
mine's
I don't really want to celebrate it this year, but huh?
Mine's 21st of April, so pretty close.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What did you do? Did you do anything?
Honestly.
So are you a Taurus
working.
Still, or are you an Aries?
I'm a Taurus. I'm the first day of Taurus, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well,
that's why you get along
connect,
so
right?
Well.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good. What did you do?
Nothing. It was actually that I didn't really want to celebrate this year. This year has kind of been the most saddest year of my life, so I didn't really do too much. Nobody's here either. Mike went back home because he only came to visit me for a little bit, and then he just went back home. So, yeah.
Well, you couldn't, you know, but sometimes it's good to treat yourself to something, not just, you know, the people around you. Go treat yourself.
Well, I moved to a new province. Like, I know nobody here. I moved to a completely new province.
Mm-hmm.
They've only lived here since November, and it sucks like shit. I can't stand it. I don't like it at all. So, yeah. It's not the fact that it's not nice here. It's the fact that it's just the weather really sucks, and I've never lived so much in my house. It's
too hot or too cold?
Not healthy. It's very cold. You can't go out. And then sometimes, like, you're literally snowed in your house for days. Like, I'm from Canada, yes, but, like, I have never lived in a place that you cannot go to the store for, like, 3 or 4 days because the weather's so bad.
Well, I knew Canada had snow, but this is rather ridiculous.
Yeah, so, I lived in Ontario, like, Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and, like, just outside of Toronto, and, like, if it snows there, you can still get in your car and go to the grocery store, but if it snows here, you don't want to go to your car because it's terrible weather, like, terrible, terrible, and you're sliding all over the place, it's, like, really bad, and the highways are... Even though there's nobody on the highway, but it's because it's so open that, like, it's more dangerous, right?
Yeah, because you tend to speed when you're, you know, on the freeway.
Yeah, but, like, you get a lot of snow here. Like, I'm telling you, I got so much snow, I can't, when I opened up my door, it was, like, taller than me.
So
yeah.
all you saw was white.
Yeah, it's brutal, and I was like, I can't. That's why I'm fixing up the house. I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I can't live here. I've never lived in my house so long in my whole entire life. So, and, like, there's no work. Like, there's not a lot of work here. And, yeah.
Where
so,
are you right now? Where did you move to?
I moved to Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Did you ever heard of New Brunswick? Like PI, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia.
I haven't heard
Newfoundland.
Of Nova Scotia.
So it's all in the East Coast. So I moved to the East Coast. God knows why I did. I thought it is beautiful. Let me just say it's very peaceful and stuff like that. It's a very, very, like, low-key here.
Mm.
But, like, if you're 80 years old, this is, like, a beautiful scenario.
it's, like, the place where people go to retire.
Yeah, like, this area definitely would be somewhere where you would retire.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's not good for, like, when you're still young. Like, you still want to go out and have a life, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. So, in Halifax is, the major
mm-hmm.
city here is Halifax. Which is not bad. Halifax is not bad, but it's still, there's more stores there and stuff like that, which is nice, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm just in the wrong location or whatever, but that's why I might. No, it's a very big, dramatic change. If I could, like, get better work here, then it wouldn't be so bad. But the work is just, I don't know, it's just not here.
No, it's going to take a while, but you'll get it. Don't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
The more you think about it, the worse it's going to get for you. So.
I know.
Overthinking.
Sheldon used to be so optimistic like you, but right now my optimism is really going down.
don't worry, I'll help you out from time to time.
Let me tell you, I could be like, you're a true Taurus because you're like always seeing the brighter side of things, and let me tell you, I'm so good at that too, but just lately, not so good at that.
Sometimes, so yeah.
Oh my God, it's brutal. So
it's life. It's supposed to be brutal.
No, it's not. You're supposed to have a peaceful, nice, happy life. But like, this is a little bit too peaceful.
If you have a peaceful life, yes, I did nothing. It wasn't entertaining. That's life. You need to have twists and turns to tell people.
Yeah. I think I've had a lot of those, though.
Oh, you'll be an entertaining grandma, so don't worry about it.
My kids don't seem like they're ever going to have kids, though. They're like, Mom, we'll just get pets. I'm like, okay.
well, it depends. It depends. A lot of kids that I think that, yeah, we're not going to get married, it's fine. Then you eventually find someone, so... Don't worry about it too much.
Well, my kids have, like, we've been dating. They're, like, Erica's, my daughter's been dating her boyfriend since high school. And then my other son, he's been dating his girlfriend for a couple of years. So, yeah.
Let's see.
Pardon me?
Let's see how it turns out, you know?
Yeah.
But getting back to the original topic at hand, I was thinking while we were talking. So what you originally said, you didn't want to continue Not Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not able to go for that package, right?
Yeah, I think, like, financially, like, it's just too much. And, like, I'm not, it's good, but, like, I'm not, like, super happy with it either. So with those two things, then I'm just like, I think it's better just to do one first and see how it goes, right? Because it's my first time doing it, so.
Then let's, how about this? Since we're already working on your book, given that you already have the contract signed with us for both the books, you don't have to worry about the information going anywhere from our side because we have a contract, right? So this is my proposal. So it depends on you. Let's continue both the books. Okay. For now, just go for, like, in terms of getting the copyrights or everything else, you can go for the self-help one, the 30 days. Okay, and we'll write up the Not Perfect, okay? You don't have to publish the book right there and then. You can just go for publishing the 30 days first, and you can work on Not Perfect during that time. If you feel like publishing it, like if it turns out well enough, you can go for the, you know, everything for Not Perfect, because the book's still going to be protected within the contract, so we won't really be doing anything with it. We'll just be writing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, Gerald, because, like, I'm not really, like, there's a lot of things about it that, like, I don't really like, so maybe it's
better. I told you about that.
But
it's going to take a while for that kind of thing to develop, because you're trying to input you into a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and your life history into a book. It usually takes a while. Because that's why I told you, and I think it was our two conversations before, I don't exactly remember, that let it progress And then once the book is completed, then we'll edit it piece by piece. So it's then according to you rather than just according to the writers. That's how it usually works when it comes to biography / self-help books. Because it's really complex. I'm going to be very honest with you. Writing this kind of book is really complex. Because, one, you have quite the detailed history, right?
Yeah.
Given the unique nature of your family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice. So, yeah.
Well, that was really sweet.
Let's just keep it at unique nature of your family, okay?
That was a very polite way of saying it. That was cute.
Yeah. So, given that, so we can eventually edit it towards your liking, but since you don't necessarily have to publish it or go towards any, you know, getting any rights for it at this time, you can start the process later whenever you feel like it. So it's not a big problem. But since you
yeah,
like the
so can
other
we just
book,
more focus on the one book, like, if, like, you know what I mean? Like, if
yeah,
you
I get
have time
it.
To do it, like, yeah.
I can do that, but, like, what do you want? You want, because, like, we're continuing both the book at the same pace. It's a good pace, honestly. We're making good progress for both the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, not professional.
Well, yeah,
take
now,
it,
yeah.
I take some extra time. It's fine. We'll do that. We'll take the extra time. We'll perfect the not perfect book. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
As far
okay.
as self, the Better Me in 30 Days is concerned, you can go forward with that, and we can, you know, only publish that when you're satisfied. As far as Not Perfect is concerned, we'll continue writing it, and when you're satisfied with it, you can see what you want to do with it. Okay?
Okay.
Since you've already, like, made the payment originally for the writing, let's just continue the writing. It's not like it's being honest.
Yeah.
It would rather be a waste at this point to stop writing it.
Mhm.
So what do you think?
I guess, because I'm not going to, like, as long as I can finish the one book.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about one not being finished. I can assure you, as long as I'm here, I'm going to help you finish up both the books. And if you want, like, by the way, Better Me in 30 Days is going, I think we'll finish that much before Not Perfect. So, let's
yeah,
see.
Because it's coming along nicely.
Yeah. It's just, it's a much easier book to write in comparison because it doesn't involve a lot of, biography.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. So, we'll work on Not Perfect together. The self-help book doesn't really need a lot of input from your end aside from the feedbacks. So we'll let it continue that way, and we'll work on Not Perfect together.
Well, I did an outline for the 30 days. So, like, I did an outline of it, and, like, it is, like, coming along. Like, you are using, like, mine and then kind of elaborating in it, which is, that's kind of what I wanted.
Yeah. Because it's easier to research those kind of things, right? It's general self-help and the basic health tactics and stuff like that. Those are things you can research and, you know, look up. But history of a person, that's something you don't look up. To elaborate that, it takes a while and it takes a bit of pacing. So that's why you usually ask in terms of this, that this is going to be a very patient task. Because it happens a lot of times that when we're doing biographies of people, trust me, I have been cussed at so hard by people like, this isn't me, I told you this, and you made that. And, like, they give us what, like, they write 5 lines down and expect us to make an entire chapter out of that without them giving any history. And we're just sitting there like, what do you want from us? You're not giving us any information.
Yeah,
you're not giving us anything, but you want us to replicate your life without looking at it. So, like, what do you want?
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard.
Yeah. So, don't worry about it. We'll deal with it.
So, okay. So, Shal, how long do you think that 30 days will be? Because, like, is it going to be, like, a month or two, or, like, how long do you think, like, it would
Let me
'Cause,
actually
like,
look at one thing. Because I have a hard time remembering stuff. I'm bad at it.
but it
So.
takes like 2 months, I think, before the ISB or something. That's what Daniel was saying.
So let me see. I think I had the outline
'Cause, like,
somewhere.
if I can do it a little bit later, you know what I mean? That would be better right now because I have a lot of things that I have to pay out right now. So if I could, know that I have to pay that out, but like push it off until the summertime or something, then that would be a better plan.
Well, we can. There's always the option to break down payments. You can discuss that. It's not a problem. Personally, I'd recommend the lifetime plan because normally you may think that the yearly one is good, but then it turns out to become a really
No,
big hassle
I
and
would
headache.
rather do that one too, but what it is just the finance right now, right? So like I have a like to do it right this minute is like not good, but like if I could wait a month or two, then I could give you like payments for like $1,000 every month or whatever. It's just that he was asking like right now, and I'm just like, no, I like the book's not ready yet. So like when it's almost ready, then can I? If it's gonna be a couple of months still, then why are you pushing me to hurry up and do it, right?
Now, the reason why it's mostly done is because it's a 3-month process that goes into it. So that's
Oh,
why
he
I
told me it
think,
was like a
yeah.
2 month process.
2 months? 3 months, as far as I recall it,
3 months.
3 months. Yeah. So, which is why usually I go out and say, even if we're in the initial with the book plan, we just say, yeah, at this point it's going to take 3 or 4 months to complete your book. So around this time would be good because by the end of the time, like when we're done finishing the book, you'll also get the entire process done. And the moment the book's done, we'll be able to move towards publishing, which would be good. That's why I said you can, like, since not perfect, it's going to take a while. We can do it for the self-help and then just do it for not perfect when we're able.
Okay.
That's exactly why I'm saying we're going for 2 books. That's especially why I will not recommend that you go for the annual plan. Because it's going to
If
hurt
we could
you in the
just like
long
wait a
run.
little bit for
Yeah.
it, right? Then like even like starting in June, like if I could start it in June or something, that would be more like efficient, right, than like right this minute.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah, because it, let's see, June, or April, May, June. So, yeah, a month off from now. How about this? How about this? Let me talk to him. Okay, let me talk to Daniel. See if he can come up with
Yeah,
something for you.
try to be. That boy made me so upset. I wanted to like yell at him, but then I was like, nope, I have to be nice.
Look, it's actually their fault. One, he didn't know it was your birthday.
Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, it's just like, and then Mike's like, what's wrong? I'm like, they want me to give you $3,000. He's like, today? I was like, yeah.
It could have been a miscommunication. It happens at times. It's okay. He's actually a pretty neat guy. So it's
No,
hard
he
to.
is.
Yeah, he's a neat guy. So let me talk to him.
He's been pretty decent, I have to say. He's been really nice. But like the other day, I couldn't even talk to him. I was just like, no, I can't talk to you anymore. You're really pissing me off.
It's okay. It's okay. You had a bad day. It was a bit of miscommunication. It's fine. It's fine. Well, let me talk to him. We'll see what we can do for you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay? So I'll either get back to you by today or by tomorrow for this. Okay?
No problem. If you're busy, just text me. I'll always get your text, like if you
Perfect.
text me on my phone. Okay?
Perfect. So,
All right.
well, take care of yourself. And by the way, how old are you now? 45?
Yeah.
I was right?
Yep. I'm an old woman now.
I'm just beginning 26, so.
You're 26?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah, I became 26 on the 21st. Yeah, so a week ago.
Nice. That's good. Did you have a good birthday, though? Did you do anything special?
Aside from work? No. I did enjoy the weekend. So,
Did your family get together and stuff?
No, I actually moved. My family's in Illinois, so it was only just me and my fiance. So, we hung out. And
nice. Do you guys live in Illinois? You don't live in the same area?
No, I don't live in the same area as my family. I had to move because of the job. I got an offer, so I was like, yeah, this is a good offer. Let's try. So,
nice.
I came here. Actually, I found my fiance here. She's not from my hometown, so.
Oh, okay. So she kind of knows every area. That's
yep.
nice.
Yeah.
It's
so,
like your personal tour guide.
It was pretty rough. Like, at my office, I got slammed with a cake. So, back at my house, I got slammed with a cake. So,
nice.
I got slammed with two cakes in one
cake.
Day.
That's good. At least you can eat cake.
Yeah.
If I buy a cake, I have to buy a gluten-free cake, and it's not moist, let's just say. It's the worst cake ever.
Yeah, you told
me.
that's
nothing is moist. So.
That is sad.
That's good.
I'll eventually find something sweet that you can eat and enjoy.
Yeah, well, they do have good cookies. They do have delicious cookies. So.
Yeah. I actually cook, it's not a big problem for me finding something for someone. So.
Well, banana bread is really good. They have a gluten-free banana bread that's not too bad. So.
That's probably mostly because of the banana.
Yeah, it's really, because you can put real bananas in it, so it tastes not so bad. But, Okay, well, you go back to work. Have a good day, and thank you so much.
Sorry to tell
you some bad news, but...
It's okay. Relax. You obviously have your own concerns and problems. It's understandable. So... I'll get back to you on this. Take care and have a good day.
He'll probably tell you. Yeah, she didn't even text me back.
Yeah. So let me deal with that, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
You too, Chris. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
I'll probably tell him to text you, so this time, you know.
Okay, no problem.
Give him a text back.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.